Coast Radio News for Monday, May 18th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Retail businesses and restaurants opened up over the weekend to greet guests and shoppers. Motorcycles lined Bay Street, but not at the capacity of a normal roadie weekend. Outdoor seating was mixed as some of the restaurants decided to not yet allow it. The Beachcomber on Friday had not brought out their tables and chairs, and the periods of rain left others to dine inside for the most part. Retail businesses saw a light stream of shoppers. On Sunday at noon, the city of Florence aired their virtual roadie parade. The 36-minute video featured many community members getting in the spirit of the Rhododendron Festival, including a short video from this year's Grand Marshal Paul Lindman, who was the reporter that broadcast the story of the exploding whale 50 years ago. The virtual parade included many of the regular parade entries, including the Rhodey Court, first responders, the Rhodey Cruisers, and local businesses. A single car rollover accident on Salmon Harbor Drive in Reedsport on Friday claimed the life of 76-year-old Donald Earl Withrow. The 2011 Kia Sport landed partially in the surf. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the United States Coast Guard and the Reedsport Police. The cause of the accident is still under investigation. The number of COVID-19 cases has grown to 3,623 in Oregon, according to the OHA. More than 94,000 tests have been administered. Lane County has confirmed that it has 63 cases, with two presumptive cases, with another update expected today. There have been no new deaths reported, though, in Oregon in the last 4 days. Another vehicle accident on Friday sent a driver and a Confederated Tribes police officer to the hospital. Authorities were following a late model Honda westbound on 126, whose driver, OSP reported, was driving erratically. The vehicle came through Mapleton, where Confederated Tribes officer collided with a Honda head-on about 1 mile west of town. The collision sent both vehicles into the eastbound lanes and crashed into the guardrail. Injuries to the officer were not life-threatening. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, May 18th, 2020.